Jane heard him calling from the kitchen and came to the top of the stairs. "I'm still up here." After a moment he appeared in the downstairs hall. His eyes were wide and shining with excitement.
"Jane, I need a hairdryer. Do you have one?"
She looked at his hair, neatly tied back in its ponytail, and frowned. He had told her he was going to the annex to unravel the final pieces of Killian's message for Peter. She frowned and said, "You're going to wash your hair now?" He almost laughed.
"No, it's not for my hair. Do you have one?"
"Of course. But what's it for?"
"Just bring it over to the annex. You'll see."
By the time she got there, clutching her travel hairdryer, Enzo was in the tiny kitchen. The door of the refrigerator was open wide. He took the dryer from her and plugged it into the wall socket above the worktop. He had already unplugged the fridge.
"You said you'd never defrosted this in all the years since your father-in-law's death."
"It was never very high on my list of priorities. The thing must be 30 years old if it's a day, and I never kept anything in it." Enzo pulled open the door of the tiny ice box at the top of the fridge. It was choked almost to bursting with ice and frost. Folds of frozen condensation formed over the years, sealing it completely closed. He switched on the hairdryer and directed its blast of hot air directly onto the ice. She looked at him as if he were mad.
"What on earth are you doing?"
"Just what Adam asked Peter to do. I'm boiling his icicles."
He smiled at her consternation.
"P, one day you will have to oil my bicycles. Don't forget."
My guess is that this icebox was probably already pretty furred up even then, but not entirely. I reckon there was maybe just enough of an opening for your father-in-law to push something past the ice so that it would be hidden from casual view.
And who would think to defrost it to see if there was anything there?"
The ice was already starting to melt and drip down through the fridge.
"You'd better get a basin or something to catch the meltwater, and a chisel or a big screwdriver."